Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mary. I still have you with us, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and, you know, I should have asked, do you prefer Mary or Mary Jane?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, okay, we'll get the second name in there as well then. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, coming at you from high atop the porch. I decided to watch the sunrise this morning at 6:08, something I don't usually do. I usually just get up in the morning and sit under the Kinko light for a good 45 minutes to an hour and read the news of what happened the previous day, and then open up my Bible and read from that. And that way, as Zig Ziglar always reported, that way I know what both sides are up to, you know, those knuckleheads there that are making the news, and then the guy that created me and who writes the news. So, but I hope everybody's having a blessed day, and Mary Jane is one of these individuals that I have been looking forward to this conversation for quite some time. Mary Jane Stepp is new to NECN, right? Has it been a year or a little less than a year?
A little less than a year, maybe November.
November, okay, so coming up on a year. And I know you're part of the Richmond, Virginia group, which is always a fun highlight. I got to be back there a year ago, and unfortunately can't make it this year. But Mary Jane, how were you introduced to NECN?
Wonderful friends, Albert and Sandra Thornton, friends of a long time, were so persistent, and today I'm very grateful and thankful that they were persistent, because the last thing I wanted was anything that was multi-level marketing. They were persistent. They made me a customer, got me on the product, and it opened up a whole new world for me.
Now, I know that, because you and I chatted a few weeks ago, that you originally simply started with some nutritionals. Is that correct?
Absolutely, the Vital Balance.
The Vital Balance. So, and which unfortunately always gets thrown into the category as a weight loss or a weight maintenance drink or a shake or a protein shake, and yet it was not created as that at all. I remember a year and a half, 2 years before it was even introduced, we started hearing rumors, it went a little south there, we started hearing rumors that NECN was working on a memory retention, a brain improvement formula, and when your second ingredient behind organic pea protein is MCTs, or medium chain triglycerides, that's the focal point. However, for you, and one who... I'm hesitant to use the word suffers, but it is a condition. Diabetes is a condition, and those who have it, it could be a suffering endurance. That was where you were at, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that. What was like for you with diabetes?
Well, I had recently been diagnosed, and it really bothered me, and I knew that on both sides of the family, the aunts and uncles had diabetes, and I was like, oh, no, this is happening to me. And so Sandra introduced me, Alan and Sandra, to the product. And I said, well, I didn't even tell her about the symptom of the diabetes. I just said, well, give me a meal replacement. And I really wanted to start reducing. However, as I began to take the product, the next 3 months, went to the doctor, and he said, what are you doing? I don't even see you. You're doing so well. Keep it up. And then the next time I went to the doctor, he says, okay, tell me, what are you really doing? Because I don't even see that anymore. And I'm not prescribing any medicine. I'm not doing anything. Just keep doing what you're doing. And the only thing that I changed was I started the first thing in the morning, as Albert and Sandra had instructed, on an empty stomach, I did a Vital Balance. And because it was in the fall, winter, like November, December, January, I noticed that I always used to have a winter depression as well. And it was like all the way the middle of January, and I didn't have any depression. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then I began walking a mile each day, and it knocked off. I felt like I was like 20 years younger inside of my body. And I was like, this is amazing. And now pounds have began to, my body is reshaping, and pounds are going because I'm walking. But it was not a drastic weight loss. It was a change in my overall health. And I made this declaration after about 6 months. I just say these words, Vance. I say, there will not ever be a day on this earth that I do not start my day with vital balance. So I may as well do this business and get serious about it.
You know what amazes me about this is, again, and most of the people listening right now live or to the recording there, they understand the concept of what we've all been trained and taught by Roger Drummer, who is such a wonderful advocate and educator of the concept of starting the day with pure protein. And when you've got 18 grams of protein with 1 gram of sugar and 1 carbohydrate, you can't get it any higher. I suppose you could, but when you start it that way with a really easy digestible formula like what's in the Vital Balance, and then you talked about how all these other factors started clicking into place, and as I mentioned, that second ingredient being medium chain triglycerides, the brain food that that the body thrives on at that time of day, and how it literally not short circuits, but it sets us up for our body to function at a prime, as you said, you felt 20 years younger. Which I'm not supposed to ask your weight or your age, but being that we're not right in front of each other and you can't reach through the phone and slap me, what is your age, Mary Jane?
I am 59.
Okay, so coming up on the big six decade mark. And
yes.
So being, if we back that up, being able to feel 39 or even 40, that's a pretty wonderful accomplishment, and with what your doctor, obviously he ran some blood tests to see where your blood sugar levels were.
Absolutely.
That's the only way. Give us an idea of some numbers. Do you remember what they were prior and then after, 3 months and then 6 months in and stuff?
Well, I was over by 3 or 4 points. And then I came totally normal. And because I wasn't accepting it in my faith life, I didn't keep all of those records then. And I didn't buy into it. I went to the diabetic classes, and then it was a new, diagnosed. So I can't tell you all of the terminology of the illness, and I didn't document it, but I'm sure that he did. And I wanted to write my testimony out, so I am going to get the numbers. But I was in trouble. And inside of my body, I felt sick. I felt tired. I was not exercising at all, much less walking a mile a day as I do now, at least 3 or 4 days a week. And I was bloated. The Vital Balance did so many things inside of my body that the 20-year is no exaggeration. It's like I feel excited again in life. I'm doing things differently. I have more confidence. I'm not hopeless anymore that I'm stuck in illness in a situation. What it did for me, it caused my brain to even think positive. Usually, if you face challenges, you think about all of the bad things that happen or can happen as a result of that challenge. I am noticing my thinking. I have the ability now to think the overcoming thoughts when I'm faced with a challenge. And that is just so life-changing and amazing for me.
Well, you mentioned, you're not bloated. The third ingredient is the probiotics. And I don't have the canister in front of me or the quick reference sheet, but I'm almost positive that was the third element that's in it. I know I'm going to get a text or, somebody's going to pop me an email and correct me. But that element, the protein, the medium chain triglycerides, and then the probiotics, that being able to get into the gut, so to speak, and help to process and pull the toxicity out of the body, and it starts, pulling in. And then when you have a reduced calorie of only 125 calories if it's mixed with water, or slightly more if you use rice milk or almond milk. I'm not a big fan of using dairy just because the body, we don't need it, obviously. But that eliminates it. Mary Jane, what did you usually used to eat for breakfast?
I would eat, whatever I wanted, bagels with cream cheese, maybe an egg. Sometimes I would even skip breakfast and then have a really big lunch, or I would grab an apple or an orange in the morning, you know, I take the breakfast sandwich with me to work, and if I started at 8, I maybe would eat it about 10 o'clock. So I didn't have a really good discipline about my breakfast because I was more of a dinner person with the steak or the potato or the baked chicken and the greens and the sweet potato. I looked forward to always cooking a really big dinner. So there were times when I may have just had some crackers in the morning. I wasn't a cereal person. So on the run, on the go, I would get a cereal bar. And by about 12 o'clock, I was seeing these little black dots. My sugar would, you know, just drop.
You know, this is exact. I swear you must have been in our home yesterday because Stacy and I are having this exact same conversation about breakfast. Because I met this wonderful couple this week. I wrote about them in my email, and they've been hiking for the last 3 years. And I talked about, hey, what do you guys eat on a daily basis? You know, because they're ideal fit and just, you know, in their element. And he said, you know, oatmeal. We eat a lot of oatmeal. And I said, really, why? And they talked about how it sticks with you. You know, the calories and the carbohydrates, they stick with you throughout the day. And they said, we even mix it with throw some oats in our water bottle. So as we're sipping water, we're getting more, you know, carbohydrates. And, but they said, we never skip. Ever, ever, ever. Because otherwise you'll start getting dizzy and seeing the spots and that kind of stuff. So it is a wonderful thing how it literally sets you up. I want to shift gears here because you said something a few minutes ago about getting serious with the business. And I know from when we chatted a couple weeks back that you mentioned, and I see the numbers, I see on the recognition pages on the Nikan website, that you are, you know, setting some new standards as far as volume and getting little extra kudos because of the Nikan Summer Sizzle promotion that's going on, which, you know, even without that, what you're doing as far as introducing Nikan to other people, but you made a huge, I wouldn't call it a sacrifice, but you made a huge transition, making a career change, if I could call it that. Talk about that. What happened in your mind? I mean, maybe it was too much MCTs from the Vital Balance. Caused your mind to, you know, black out or something, because I know your family kind of said, Mom, what are you doing? what gives here? But what were you doing occupationally to now?
Well, I was in the vacation industry, and you worked every Saturday and Sunday helping owners get vacation programs. And I was doing that for 16 or 17 years. Every single Saturday and Sunday, you missed the family reunions, you missed church on Sunday morning, and I loved the Lord, and I was just missing that. So there were so many different things that were causing me. It was probably a part of my depression. Well, with the idea of knowing that Nikan and going, I went to Utah to our meetings there in January, and when I came back, he was a profound. Al and Sandra were like, you've got to go, you've got to go. You're going to see something bigger. And they were so true, and it was so real, and they were so supportive of me getting there. And what came into my heart when I came back, I was like, well, I am working all these hours, giving up all of my freedom, giving up everything, giving up my family. I'm not earning enough money to make my real dreams come true. And that's to build the kingdom of God through theatrical performances, and that's a very costly venue. So my dreams will never come true here. And now that Nikan is in my life, and if they can do it, I can do it too. And so when the thoughts begin to come, of course, the Vital Balance, yes, right. It caused me to think more positive, and I know that. And I was afraid at first. My first 4 days of leaving the job, I was like, what have you done? You are out of your mind. And then I began to listen to tapes and good coaching from my upline, Barbara and Sandra and Al, and they're so supportive, such a wonderful team here out of Richmond, Virginia. And Mary, you can do it. And they just kept saying, Mary, you can do it. And I began to believe that. You know what? Yes, Mary, you can do it. And I believe personally in the five pillars that our company that's built upon. And so I did it for freedom, Vance. I did it for freedom and for family. Freedom to have good health. for me and whoever else that I meet. Freedom to have a sound mind and no depression anymore, a good physical body. Freedom to have a family and real time to spend time with my family and affect my society and, of course, the finances. I saw that the residual income, you know, couldn't compare to sitting there on a job, giving them all of my time and all of my value and my skill set as a human being and the gift that God has given me to love and to want to share good things with people. So we can afford that opportunity to have something great, to do something great, to help someone else to see the vision and to just birth that hope. You know, it's a mission and not a business anymore. However, the income earning potential and the streams of income, because every person that we touch is a potential person that can help someone else, and that person helps someone else, and we're creating all of these levels of people. These are all levels of streams of income, and that makes me excited because now my true passion and dream of theater ministry for Christ can actually be done, and I'm excited about that. So next, it's easy. Now it's easy.
You know, if I didn't know any better, that passion was just came out. I mean, I'm sitting here looking for my white hanky to start waving it, saying, "Preach it, sister, come on, come on, Holy Spirit, just hit, come on." You know, I think you really hit on something because you know the Bible tells us that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And, you know, you really just nailed that because of the fact that when we, you know, I think about this on a regular basis, how many people are out there that just don't know certain aspects of life like we know because they get stuck in that rut or their own ideologies of they don't want to expand, they don't want to know anything more, they don't want to expand their mind every day and read and take in good things, like you said, listening to positive influences rather than the negativity. I was thinking about this morning that so often when we're around people that, as a good friend of mine describes it, well, as my daddy always taught me, if you're uneducated, you just cuss. You know, that, and you use language that, but when you, if you get around, if you go out to a construction job site or you go hang out at your local tavern, people that, you know, do that, they, and I'm not accusing everybody of this, but if you're in that industry or that's a pastime of yours, but people tend to use language and verbiage that's not really acceptable, like in a school setting, for example. Or if you're around young kids, you don't drop F-bombs, you don't do this kind of stuff. But when you get around people who are more positive and forward-thinking, all of a sudden there's this hope, there's this bright light at the end of the tunnel, and you're going, you know, we can do this. You know, we can. And Mary Jane, you have, again, going back to the Summer Suzo promotion that Nikan has done, because of making that decision that you made in January in Logan. And I was so excited. I guess that's where I got to meet you for the first time. And but as a result of that, you got, what's the extra little bonus? And I can't remember how it all breaks down. But besides the regular customer commissions and your rebates from the people that you've introduced, Anika, and the consultants, what was the last little extra amount that you got because of this promotion?
It was $750.
Okay, so an extra $750 on top, which, you know, for most people, that's a really nice car payment. That's probably, you know, a half or a third of a mortgage, depending on, you know, your lifestyle. Definitely the food budget for anybody, even most families, that's about their food budget, unless you have a big family. You know, what went through your mind when you saw that extra $750?
You know, that's interesting that you would ask that, because when I looked on the back office about the promotion on my back office, and when I read it in haste in the very beginning of the sizzle, the announcement for the summer sizzle, I thought they're going to add your June, July, and August, and then you get $750 or $1,000. That's what I was thinking. So when Sandra called me and was telling me that I, you know, was in that top 10 in category and that I was going to get a check for $750, she said. I believe she knew then, or either she just told me that a check was coming. And I was thinking, you know, but I did the right thing. I was, didn't know that a check was, an additional funds were coming, and I had already left my job and I couldn't go back. And the Lord was like giving me the faith. I was operating in his faith. And I was like, he said that for me. And that's what the big revelation began to just, you know, manifest itself. There are hidden treasures for us, but we get them by walking by faith. And we walk by faith as we desire the best. And the best is good health and wealth and freedom to enjoy our family. So that faith ushered me into the manifestation of that $750. And I was like, this is so wonderful. And I was sitting there, and I don't mind saying this. I was sitting there, you know, okay, Lord, you got to do something. You know, I've got a light bill to pay, Lord. Okay, Lord, I'm going to sell my Nissan. I need some gas, Lord. And the Lord sent that money so that I would see that this is a real business, Mary. You can earn money in this business. And just keep what you're doing. Just keep on doing what you're doing. So we call ourselves in Williamsburg, in Newport News, where I am, the people that have joined with me, Kim Pong and Carter and Florine and Lisa and others and Galloway, we call ourselves Team Excellence. And when they heard the news about it, they were calling me. They were excited. Oh, you got the 750. I saw it on my email. You got the 750. And so a part of the success that I'm sharing with you today, it's on the upline, it's on the downline, and it's all the way around because it's coming from the right heart, and it's the heart of God. And above all things, he wants us to be in good health. He says so in his word, and he wants us to prosper, and he can afford every one of us the opportunity to do that. So, you know, I just feel like really rolling up my sleeves right now and touching every heart and every life that I meet. Until Jesus comes, I'm going to tell them that there's not only health and healing for you, there is wealth for you. Let's build wealth. Let's change our society. Let's change our world one house at a time. Let's turn every house into a wellness home and let them start with whatever they can afford. And what when they need more, let's show them how to do the business and excite them. And I believe this blaze of passion is what caused me to meet Kim and Carter and Florine and Lisa and Galloway and now Grace. And there's about 12 of us in our group. And I'm just so excited that we will double and triple and we will help people as we go. And it's not just about us. Mission is not just a business. It's a mission. It's a purpose to live. And it offers the opportunity and the tools and the training from people like Vance and others that I met in Utah that are sold out and right there ready to help. Make sure that you know that this is for real. This is not just any MLM, this multi-level marketing. This is, if God came to the earth, I feel so strong about this, and if he was to choose one business that represented his whole heart on the planet earth, it definitely would be Recap.
You know, and that's a pretty strong statement there, Mary Jane. And I, of course, I'm biased as I approach, you know, a quarter century of doing exactly what you're doing, you know, one house at a time, one person at a time, that we can, as I like to say, all we're doing here is bringing what God put out in nature for us to enjoy, magnetic energy, negative ions, far infrared light, all these wonderful elements that are out there that, you know, unless we're hippies, running around barefoot in the grass, we can't pick up all this stuff. And unless we get the, you know, adequate amount of good, healthy vitamin D from the far infrared light rays and the negative ions, not all of us can live in a scenic area where there's just, you know, trees, you know, 10 or 15 or 5 foot on center and have waterfalls in our backyard. Not all of us can do that. And yeah, I'm bragging a little bit about where God dropped us. But not all of us can do that. And, you know, and I can also say you ought to have seen this property when God had it all to himself. It wasn't as lush and green as it is now and forested the way that we've reforested it. But the bottom line is, I think, Mary Jane, what you're really hitting on, and I'd like to, you know, wrap up our little chat with this, is that we have an opportunity. You really hit on the concept of freedom. And for a lot of people, I know statistically it changes, but just looking at, you know, back issues alone and watching commercials and people taking all these different drugs and now prescription drugs for people dealing with back pain. I know at one point it was 82% of Americans have a chronic back issue, and it just goes on and on and on. That's not freedom. That's bondage. And I feel that all of us have a mandate that, you know, literally there's this charge, you know, it's like the king is knighting us, saying your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to set the captives free. And we can do that. And there's nothing wrong in the process of earning a few shillings on the side. And you're a perfect example of that. You know, my wife and Stacy and I have been blessed to, I don't even know what it is when I look back over 24 years history, how much. You know, I know we hit the Millionaires Club while we were still in our 30s, before I turned 30, actually, so still in our 20s. So that wasn't anything we did. It was because of a lot of people took up that mantle, that same mandate, and said, let's do this. Let's go one person, one home at a time, and let's introduce them to this. So, you know, Mary Jane, I so appreciate your story. Because what you've shared with us is a wonderful balance of what, as you started as a customer, which is where most of us do as product users. I think it's like 89 or 90% people get introduced to Neekin because of the products, and they start as a customer, and then all of a sudden, you know, we have that same mentality as what was the old commercial in the 70s and 80s and said, you know, I'm just not a user of the product. I'm the president. I bought the company because I liked it so much. Or whatever. I don't know if it was a men's shaving something. It tells you how good advertising affected me. But, you know, we bought in because we fell in love with the products. We fell in love with the results. For you, it was a life-altering. By the way, where are those diabetes numbers at now? I mean, are you still on the up and up and it's not an issue?
No. I'm so normal, and I'm just so...
Well, you're anything but normal. I'll contradict you on that. the norm for people with diabetes is they just slowly, their lives erode down to, just a constant, it's going downhill. It's not fighting a battle, and they start taking medications. They don't alter anything. They don't become proactive. It's atrocious. I know one guy alone, a friend of mine, who 14,000 pills a year, and this was a few years ago when he shared that with me. He has custom fitted shoes that cost over $900, but it's okay. His insurance pays for him because he has improper balance because of his diabetes. He told me that, you know, our products don't work, so that's fine. He tried them and they don't work, and that's fine. That's his decision to make. But, you know, you are a product of the product. You made that decision to take it up a notch. And as a result, now dozens and hundreds and even thousands of people will get it because, as you said, your numbers are normal. And for that, you know, we're grateful. But any last words that you'd like to give, share with the group as far as what we have with this, where we should do with this?
Just keep sharing it. Allow them to discover it and to live it so that they can share it.
There you go. Allow people to live it. I love that. Allow people to have that first experience. So, well, Mary Jane Stepp has been our guest today. And if you missed it or you got on late or you want to share this with somebody who struggles with diabetes, type 1, type 2, it doesn't matter, adult onset, whatever you want to call it. And it's not just in that, you know, label. Maybe they're dealing with a blood sugar disorder that's a hereditary thing that's not been labeled as diabetes. But we have the solutions. They're not just products. They're solutions, especially with the Vital Balance and so many of the others. But starting there, and I believe you also used, was it Vital Balance and was it Progesterol, or is it just primarily the Vital Balance?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Okay. The Progesterol, the Ciaga, and now I do the Jade Greens, and I'm just really excited the fact that our products do work and that Nutrien is a gift in our lives.
God, amen. And so, again, if you want to share this with somebody else, this conversation between Vance and Mary Jane, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, www.SaturdayAMLive.com, all spelled out. I don't know how you spell out AM, just AM, but SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Give Steve a few hours and he'll have it posted. But Mary Jane, thank you so much. Thank you, you know, from the bottom of my heart, because this has been inspiring to me. I know that there's several people that I couldn't get in touch with this week who are dealing with diabetes. I want to share your story with them, and now we have it recorded for them, which will be a gift to them, I know for sure. But I'm looking forward to seeing you in San Antonio, and I wish I could be with you in Williamsburg here in a few days, but unfortunately that's not in the cards for me. But we'll give a wonderful embrace in San Antonio. And those of you who are listening who haven't met Mary Jane yet, haven't had that privilege, you will be able to do that as well if you simply make that decision to join us there. So, Mary Jane, have a fantastic rest of the day. And again, thank you for sharing part of your day with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.